1. Avery looked out of the window of Happenstance Books and sighed. Winter was on its way. Rain lashed down and water poured along the gutters, carrying crumpled leaves and debris. The street was populated by only a few hardened individuals who scurried from shop to shop, looking windblown and miserable. She watched a young man struggle down the road, his arms wrapped around him in an effort to keep his leather jacket sealed. He really wasn't dressed for the weather. He had a beanie pulled low over his head, and she suspected it was soaked. He paused in front of her shop and looked up at the sign, hesitated for the briefest of seconds, and then pushed the door open, making the door chimes ring. A swirl of damp air whooshed in before he shut it behind him and shook himself like a dog. He was of average height, with a slim build, and his jeans hung off his hips. He pulled his woolen hat off and wiped the rain from his face, revealing light brown hair shorn close to his scalp. He looked up and caught Avery's eye. Avery smiled. "Welcome. You've picked a great day for shopping." He smiled weakly in response, but it was clear that his mind wasn't on the weather. "I had no choice. I'm looking for someone." Avery frowned, sensing she already knew what was coming. She'd been feeling unsettled for days, and tried to put it down to the change in the seasons and the coming of Samhain in a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, that didn't explain the unusual tarot readings she'd had recently. "Who are you looking for?" He looked around nervously, noting a few customers tucked into the armchairs she had placed around the displays and in corners. The blues album playing in the background contributed to the mellow feel, and the shop smelt of old paper and incense. Nevertheless, his eyes were filled with fear. Avery smiled again gently. "Come and talk to me at the counter. No one will hear you." She moved around behind the till, sat on a stool, and hoped the young man would feel less threatened with something between them. He followed her, leaning on the counter and dropping his voice.
"I'm new to Whitehaven. I arrived here recently with my family, drawn by the magic here. We've been trying to work out where it comes from, or rather, who," he said, rushing on. "And you're one of the people I've narrowed it down to."
Up close, Avery could see his pallor under his stubble, and his fear was more obvious. Despite that, he looked her straight in the eye, as if daring her to disagree. She kept her voice low and even.
"May I ask how you can detect magic?" "I may have some ability," he said vaguely.
Avery hesitated, casting her awareness out. She could sense something unusual about him, but he didn't feel like a witch. He was risking a lot, she could tell, and suddenly it seemed mean to be so circumspect.
"Your abilities have served you well. How can I help?" "My brother is ill. He needs a healer."
"Why don't you take him to a doctor?"
"They would ask too many questions."
"I'm not a healer. Not a good one, anyway." His face fell. "But I do know someone who is. Can you tell me more?"
"Not here. Later. Can you come to this address?"
He reached into his pocket, pulled a piece of paper out and slid it across the counter. She glanced at it, recognizing the street. It ran along the coast on the hillside. There was no way that just she and Briar were going there. She didn't sense danger, but she didn't know him or his family.
"Okay, but there'll be more than two of us. Is that okay? We're all trustworthy." He swallowed. "That's fine. So are we."
With that, he turned and left, a blast of cold air swirling behind him. Avery went to the window and watched him run up the street, wondering where he was from, what magic he possessed, and where this visit would lead. It seemed the relative peace of the last few months wouldn't last.